changed the pace, bowled a few quicker ones, and obviously there's a few leggies and a few googlies in there too. So it was good to personally spend some time in the middle. I guess some well needed runs, but most importantly, a win for us.
Skipper, looking at three wins now in a row, and you guys pretty much came into the tournament just also with an underdog's tag. No one was really giving you a chance, but now you're becoming the surprise package in the group. What's the secret?
I don't think there's a secret as such. We're well trained. The coaching staff, the support staff have obviously done a great job getting ourselves rolling in good nick physically and mentally. The guys have been playing some really strong cricket. I would probably say that I wouldn't necessarily agree with that comment. I would say that we don't believe that we're the underdogs as much as others may believe so. We've beaten every team in this competition barring the West Indies, which we've only ever played once in the last 4 years. Something we lost by two runs, I think. So we know that we're capable of you know, going far into this competition, but we have to take it one game at a time. But obviously the Zimbabwe game is going to be key to the next stage.
It's a big one on Monday. And looking at you guys for some days off, what are you going to be doing, or what areas do you think you guys have to really improve on getting to that big one against Zimbabwe on Monday?
It's just maintaining, obviously looking after ourselves, refreshing and reflecting. I think reflecting is going to be very key to our next game and how we move forward and how we continue to build up for the Zimbabwe game. But it's making sure we take the confidence that we have won three from three at the moment, and you know, everyone in the side has scored some runs, and everyone in the side's had a good ball and picked up some wickets. So if we can put everything together, we know that it'll be a well fought game against Zimbabwe in a couple of days' time.
Talking about wickets, Stuart Whittingham came in for his first game of the tournament today. It was brilliant with the new ball. Any other surprise packages that you got hidden in the change room for us?
Look, we're very fortunate to have you know, some really good and strong fast bowling stocks, probably the best we've ever had. And coming into this tournament, it is important, especially with the heat around, and I guess you'd say us not necessarily used to the heat, but we play a lot of cricket out in temperatures like this. So it's important that we have those fast bowling stocks, and they're fresh and raring to go. And Witter's bowled outstanding today. He ran in, he bowled fast, and he was hostile, and he swung the ball, and that was the key to him getting the wickets.
Captain Royal, out in the middle, you guys lost a couple of wickets quite easily and fast there. Where did you feel as if at some point you guys were being put against the fence?
It's the danger of the Nepalese bowlers, as they are skillful, like I said before, and they do get through the overs, and they don't give you many free deliveries to put away. So with the odd one turning and then a couple going straight, it proves to be quite tricky to get them away. But you know, we had to keep backing our games and making sure we were picking the right options. And there was a couple of occasions that guys maybe would reflect and think differently. But, you know, we had full confidence in the guys that were coming in below as well. As much as they haven't necessarily had a lot of time in the middle, we know that they're capable of finishing games off, in which Safi and Sharif showed that again today. And Craig Wallace came in and played an excellent knock.
Three out of three, a few days off. You obviously want to keep the accelerator on.
Yes, without a doubt. First of all, we'll enjoy today. We'll enjoy our third win.
I'm sure you will.
It's important to do that. It's important not to, you know, forget about what happened in the day too quickly. Experience it, remember it, enjoy it. Enjoy it as a group, and then we'll reflect from tomorrow onwards.